Hear you, and I can see
you.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. My bad about it.
Oh, no problem, man. Welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you here, as you're one of the most emerging artists in the game right now. Happy to have you here at WSJU St. John's University, as your new record, Throat Baby. It's not really new, but
yeah,
your hit is one of the most requested records up here.
Man, it's going crazy, man.
Yeah. How's it feeling? How's it feel to have a gold record?
Man, it's something that I always dreamed of having. Like, you know, to me, it's like I won a Grammy when I first went gold. Like, it was such an accomplishment to me. I was so excited.
That's a big accomplishment, and it's gonna be fun to see what you do for the rest of your career, because this is just the start of it. This is your first album?
Yeah, it's the first one. Yeah.
That's crazy. You already have a gold record.
Yeah, that's a blessing. That's what I said.
Yeah. And you started at the age of 12, which was interesting.
Yeah, man. I've been going strong for a long time, you know what I'm saying? Just perfecting the craft, trying to get it fully right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though it took 10 years to get to where I'm at today, I just feel like the process and the journey that I was on, it just kind of went hand in hand. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't change nothing about, you know, how long it took.
And because it happened, as long as it happened is what really counts.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like it couldn't happen in a better time.
Yeah, especially now. But just imagine if everywhere was opened up right now, how people would be going crazy for your records.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I kind of like think about, and I kind of like hate.
But yeah.
Then again, like it's a situation where it worked on both sides of what's going on right now.
That's the thing, is the performances just aren't there now because of COVID-19. And I saw that you had the album release party, and that looked pretty great. How was that?
Man, that was epic. Yeah. It was sold out. A lot of my friends, my personal people came out supporting me. Mulatto showed up. Yep. We performed our new single, Cash Out, which is out right now on the Cash Only Project.
Yep.
Keep streaming that. But yeah, it was an epic event. It was crazy. I enjoyed myself that night.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll have many more. Thug Cry is my favorite one.
Oh, Thug Cry. That track right there is a personal track about my best friend. She passed away.
Yeah.
You know, I got her right here on my necklace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Everybody asked who that is on my necklace. But, she was a big influence to my career. She believed in me a lot. And I feel like if she was still here today, she'd be right beside me. So I had to, you know what I'm saying, put her around my neck, wrap her in the finest diamonds to keep her close. So that record is definitely a more personal track that I really wanted to express myself and show everybody.
That's the thing that I love to see artists do, because artists, they are always going to have the hit records, but someone that can have a record that people relate to and tell a story, because that was a story of someone that you knew personally.
Right.
And that's right. The thing that we need more nowadays. And I wish like the mainstream would pick up on that as well, because those records are just important. Because it tells your story. It tells your story of who you are.
I definitely feel that way. And I feel like that record could be around for a long time, because it's so many people that feel the same way that I feel about loved ones that they lost, or about close friends that they lost. And the pain that I put inside that record, the feeling that's inside of that record is undeniable.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, people should go check that out if they haven't yet, because it's a pain felt record. You feel it when you listen to it. Throat Baby, of course. I've heard how that came about. I heard how that song came about, of course. Everyone has. But the remix, the Baby, City Girls, how were you able to link up with those people?
Okay, so as you know, me and the Baby, we're on the same label, mm-hmm. Interscope. So Arnold, who he signed to, and Tune Day, mm-hmm. who I'm signed to, they both are already cool. So when I seen the Baby playing it on his story, I'm like, and he said it was one of his favorite songs out right now. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to get bro on the song, because you know what I'm saying? I watched his grind and I watched how he came up, and you know what I'm saying? I don't do nothing but respect it. So I had my team reach out to his team. Within the same week, was in the studio. We got it done, and that's how that came about. So then I'm on Instagram again. And I see the City Girls just posting the song, playing the song, playing the song. And reaching out to today team, and end up putting them on the remix. And that's how it came together. Probably like a month and a half later, we was out in LA. We shot the video. We was on set for like 12 hours a day. So who's on set for probably like 24 hours for 2 days?
I know an artist always has a list of people that they want to work with. Was City Girls and DaBaby on that list 100% before you even knew the record was going to come about?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because like I said, I watched both of their come ups. You know what I'm saying? I watched how the City Girls came up, and I watched how DaBaby came up. You know what I'm saying? They definitely was on my list. And like two more people that's on my list is definitely Future and Chris Brown.
Okay, Chris Brown. I know Future, of course, he's huge, and Chris Brown is too. But the R&B side, I'm interested in hearing. Why would you want to work with him?
Because a lot of people might not know. Like I sing and I rap a little bit too. So if you listen to the Cash Only project, I got a song, a record on there called "So Freaky." You know what I'm saying? That's showing more for that R&B side.
Yep, that's right.
One more thing, people might not know. Throwback is classified R&B hip hop.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
That is crazy. And I'll look forward to that Chris Brown record because that'll be big.
Oh, yeah, definitely for sure. It got to be on the way. I'm going to speak it into existence.
Yeah, it's got to be on the way. How about a Drake record?
Oh, yeah, you know, Drake is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Drake is definitely the GOAT.
That would be huge because I know Drake. Because you're popping where you are right now in Atlanta, and that's what he does. He'll hook up with someone who's got a hot record or someone that's on the rise, and he'll put them on that pedestal.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, if Drake, you know what I'm saying, holler at me. If you want to holler at me, I'm all for it.
It's got to happen, man. It's got to happen. You're blowing up out here. Your fans are excited. And Throat Baby actually took off because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
It's going crazy. You know, TikTok doing a lot of strange things today. Yeah. But what people didn't know was before the pandemic hit, we put a lot of groundwork in. You know what I'm saying? We moved around a lot. So right when it hit, it's kind of stopped our footwork because I'm more so a person that like to go
In the street and meet the fans and hand out the music and get to know people that way. Yeah. I know another artist I had on my show, Troy Ave. He did that out in Brooklyn when he was selling his CDs. That's the old way of doing it. And I truly believe you develop a stronger fan base and foundation that way because you're actually interacting with people. It's not just through social media.
Yeah, you're transferring your energy personally.
Yep. That's important.
Yeah, for sure. I'm more so like a more so hands-on person. Like if I could, I'd be traveling around doing the interviews with the DJs. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of doing like the Zoom calls, even though, you know what I'm saying, we got to make it work how times is right now.
Yeah, it stinks.
But a person like to pull up.
It stinks. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that first performance. Once everything opens back up, where do you want to perform first to really take that stage?
Man, I don't even know. Like, I definitely wanted to do Rolling Loud.
Yeah.
But I'm on Rolling Loud this year. But,
that's,
you know,
big.
It's a different than the stage, though.
Yeah. It's going to be on some virtual platform.
Yeah, live.
What are going to do it this year?
Yep, live streaming.
Unbelievable. Thank God we got the right people in office to hopefully turn things around. That's something that I respect about you is that you remixed the song Throat Baby, Vote Baby, and that's the thing. You know, there's not a lot of rappers out there that'll dive into that because I feel as though artists are afraid to express who they vote for and what they stand for because it'll hurt the people who pay for their music because they may have different views from them. And you didn't do that. You didn't care. You're strong in what you believe in and you stood for it. You actually stand for something. A lot of artists don't.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a time where I felt like my voice wasn't heard. So when I was able to use my voice in a positive way, I wanted to go ahead and execute and do that, you know what I'm saying? And especially, you know, encourage the millennials to go out and vote. And when they gave me the opportunity and the chance, I just ran with it. Because, you know, like I said, I felt like what time is a better time than right now to use my voice?
It was the perfect time. And who knows, you probably made a big difference.
Yeah, I know my whole county,
yeah,
they went all blue.
And that's important because you never know, especially out there in Atlanta. You never know because people think that people usually look at Atlanta as red, but, you know, you have a lot of black people down there, too. They could turn it blue.
Yeah.
And thank God they did because it was a scary election because we had to go through another 4 years, and because Biden can get in, but you need Atlanta to win so that he can pass things. So Biden can pass these things, because if you have Biden in there and you have a Republican filled Congress and Senate, you can't pass anything.
Right. Right. So the fact that they got into office was definitely a plus, you know. Shout out to John and Reverend Warnock, you know what I mean?
It was. It really was. And Cash Only, man, how you feeling about the album?
Man, I'm so excited about the album because the album, it showcases me as an artist and not just me as, you know, people comparing me to the Throat Baby song. You feel what I'm saying? Now you got more so of an open, I can't get the word out.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes.
Yeah, you can see who BRS Cash really is as an artist instead of just basing me off of one song. So the fact that I was able to put that catalog together and be able to, you know, put it out and it gets such a positive response, like, I'm happy about that. I'm ready to put out more music. I keep working. I'm just ready to keep working.
It's something I like about you. When people were seeing the people that you were working with, such as the Baby, City Girls, Mulatto, you drop those records. There's a lot of times that these artists link up and the records don't drop. Actually drop them. People don't drop them. That's what's important about you. You drop them. I don't know why people hold on to it for. I mean, get all the money you can. Get all the streams you can. Why not?
Right. Yeah. And one thing with me is, like, if I did the record, that's what I did in the time frame. And that's what I, you know what I'm saying, that's what I want the people to hear. And everybody on there, like Tusi, Mulatto, the Baby City Girl, everybody on there had that positive vibe. So with that, it was just like, if we got that chemistry and we can lock in and it come out the right way, we're going to put it out.
And that's what you did. And the fans are happy about it. The listeners, that's important that you did that. And you mentioned before about the Baby, you've seen him grow as an artist. City Girls, you've seen them grow. Was there something that they told you when they were in the studio to follow their path? Because you are on the right track, but the way that they did it, that you can follow them and be the next thing as big as them.
I didn't really ask for too much advice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just even being around the presence of watching the work ethic and how they move was a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, yeah.
Oh, so it was just basically you watching them, how they moved, and you're applying it to yourself.
Yeah. This, so you know, you always watch stuff so you can make yourself better and see, like, okay, what am I doing wrong? You know, I'm always the type of person that like to criticize myself before anybody else criticizes me.
Yeah. And what was it that you added to what you do to yourself that you saw from them that could put you on the pedestal?
I mean, it wasn't really too much of a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been training for so long.
Yeah.
That it's like, certain instincts, certain characteristics was already built into me, but I just had to make sure with myself that it was right. And when I seen how, you know what I'm saying, how they move around in the studio, this, that, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, especially if you're in the studio with them, it's only on the right track. It's only going to get bigger and better from there.
Yeah, right. It's only going to get bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep behind that pressure.
I also read that a big inspiration for you in your musical career is your mother. Your mother has a musical background and also in modeling.
Oh yeah, my mom, she was in a girl rap group back in the day called Leather and Lace.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandma didn't want her to pursue the career, so she ended up, you know what I'm saying, stopping it early. So as I was growing up, I was modeling. She had me modeling. And in the modeling process, I had to find the talent. So music ended up being one of the talents that I found. And I just been going with it from there.
I also read that you were recording yourself at a young age, 12, 13, and listening back to the tapes. What technology were you using or equipment?
So my mom had a tape recorder, and I grew up in a household with girls. So my sisters, they used to get these perms called Just For Me. And then Just For Me in the box came an instruction tape. So I used to take the tape out of the box and then record over the tape. And then I used to just play like beats and everything over, and I just rap to the little tape recorder.
That's crazy. That's a wild story. And that's where it began. And you practiced at a young age. You got to where you're at now. What has your mother said about your music since that you followed in her footsteps in the musical background?
Man, she's very excited about the music that I do, especially about some of the music that's not I haven't released yet.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm not just stuck onto one genre of music. So
R&B, you mentioned that before. Yeah, and you heard it on the album.
Yeah, so all that. So as far as her listening to it, she's very excited. You know what I'm saying? She tell everybody at her job, her friends, everyone about it. So as long as my mom happy, I guess I'm doing something right.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all that matters. And Interscope Records, how was that? Tell me about that process, getting signed with Interscope. Legends have come out of there. You know, Tupac, Eminem, you name it. They've been there.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Interscope. So a story that they don't know is a couple years ago, I had made a fake contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I had put my name on it or whatnot. And I always kept it up under my mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to get signed to Interscope. So, you know, you speak stuff into existence. Now I'm signed to Interscope. So it ended up coming about because I'm signed to LVRN. Yep. LVRN deal with Interscope. So once I signed to LVRN, they sent Interscope my music and they love me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's great. That's an incredible story. And I've talked with a couple other people. It's interesting how, because I've had people that really grind for what they want. They told me they'd write something that they want to come into existence. Like if they want to be a producer at Interscope or something. I've had people tell me that. And they put it on the wall and it manifests, which is crazy.
Yep. I'm real big on practicing the laws of attraction. Putting positive energy into the universe to receive it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, meditating out of it. Like I'm real big on it. And I believe like if you say something enough that it can definitely come true.
And what's something that you want to come true next? You have the gold records. You're getting all the recognition now. What's some of your major goals next?
That was definitely like most of the stuff that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Is a lot of the stuff that I've said, like getting the gold record. Like I always said, I wanted a plaque. I always said, I'm going to get a plaque. I'm going to have one of the biggest records. You know what I'm saying? Next is I want to be one of the biggest artists.
It's going to happen. I saw that you were named to one of the playlists on Hot New Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's real big, too. So hopefully, yep. You know what I'm saying, a lot more is to come.
A lot more. Freshman Double XL, too.
Yeah, hopefully the Freshman Double XL.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got to see that happen. And I love the people who you were influenced by. I saw that you were inspired by Elton John, Creed. Those are really interesting to me because Elton John, rappers love him. They love Elton John. Young Thug even had a song with him. I remember on an interlude on one of Logic's albums. I think it was Bobby Tarantino 2. He called Logic. Yeah, rappers love Elton John.
Yeah, and the fact that Thug used the Rocket Man, like Rocket yep. Man by Elton John was one of my favorite songs. So the fact that he kind of remixed it and put him on there, like that was so cool to me. That was dope. But yeah, my mom, like, she always been diverse, you know what I'm saying? She went to a diverse school, so she was always on the punk rock, all that.
Yeah.
So, with that just being embedded into me, I just grew up off of it, and it just attached to me. So, I always just been open-minded to all types of music.
Especially Creed, because Creed, that's the grunge. They consider that the grunge era.
Creed?
Yeah, Creed.
Yeah, yeah. Like one of my favorite Creed songs is Arms Wide Open.
Yeah.
I play that song all the time. So
yeah. Like, my own prison was a big one.
Yep. My Own Prison. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You should bring them back and do a song with them.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. And I think that would really set you apart because you saw a Young Thug with Elton John. That would really set you apart because, oh, wait, he's bringing back the grunge, too. He's incorporating not only he does the R&B and the hip hop. Now he's bringing back the grunge.
Oh, yeah, that'd definitely be dope. And, you know, another artist that kind of inspired me growing up was Nelly. And the fact that Nelly, you know, he went over and did the country music for
us. Yeah, with Tim McGraw over and over. He would before everyone yeah. thinks Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus were the first ones. Nope.
It was
Nelly. And I think Nelly did it better.
Oh, yeah. Nelly definitely killed it.
Nelly did it better. And I know Country Grammar is one of your favorite albums. I heard the reference on the album too.
Oh yeah. Country Grammar is definitely.
I think that's a top 25 hip hop album of all time. People don't give it enough credit. People like Nellyville, and people kind of overlook Nelly. I don't know why, because would you say that Nelly really inspired rappers to be melodic? Because he was a singing rapper.
Yeah, I would definitely say Nelly influenced rappers to be melodic. Like I would tell anybody, like, I used to listen to Nelly. That's what made me want to do the melodic rapping. Like,
yeah.
He had those anthems that would get stuck in your head. So, like, with that being said, like, why not? I want to have the same type of impact on people that my melodies would get stuck in your head.
Yeah, exactly. You hear it. You hear it in the music. What's your favorite song off of Country Grammar?
Oh, man. I know that the Afro's one was big.
Oh yeah, that was Nellyville. That was a good one.
That was on Nellyville. I don't even remember
that. I'll name a few songs off of Country Grammar. You got self-titled Country Grammar. You got St. Louis. That was a good one. Ride With Me.
Oh yeah, Ride With Me definitely was one.
Yep. EI.
Oh yeah, Underlay Money. Yep. Okay, see, with me, like, back then, it was all on mixtapes.
Okay.
So it's the only CDs that I ever bought, mm-hmm. well, that I didn't even buy because I was young, that my mom got me was Bow Wow CD. That's why I'm a big Bow Wow fan.
Yeah, so I've heard that too. Yeah.
Off of Bow Wow. But as far as like the Nellies and all them, like, it was all on mixtapes. So it'd be like different.
It'd be scattered all throughout the mixtape CDs. Yeah.
It'd be mixed up.
I bet you would love to do a song with Bow Wow.
Oh yeah, I had topped it up with him one time.
Yeah, how was that?
Man, it was crazy. I was at a show and he ended up FaceTiming me. And I was like, oh man, that's crazy. So for like somebody who you grew up to listen to their music, for them to FaceTime you and say they mess with your music, that's like, I felt like that was a big accomplishment.
Yeah, Bow Wow, you know, he had his run on 106 and Park too. They didn't even bring that show back, by the way. Bring that back.
He missed the 106 and Park.
Yeah.
He retired and missed the 106 and Park.
Yeah, Bow Wow had his time, man. He really did. And I remember when he was on the Teach Me How to Dougie remix. I remember when that came out.
Oh, yeah. But that's around the time, I think that was around the time when he was kind of like doing focus more so on the acting.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's more focused on the acting now. That's what rappers go through, these stages where they're in the fashion. They go into so many lanes, because once you achieve one lane, you can do anything you want because you've already established yourself. You got that name. Is there any other lane that you would want to get into once you're 100% established?
Oh, yeah, definitely the modeling, definitely the acting, like all of that. Like, I'm trying to do everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep the bag rolling. You feel me?
Yeah. What kind of movies would you love to do?
I don't know. I like action-packed movies, like the shooting, stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, I could see it. I could see you doing that. That would be big for you, and getting into acting. And acting, that just puts you on that more of a light than what you were even as a rapper. Because I know, I'm trying to think of a rapper, Ludacris with those Fast and Furious movies.
Ludacris with the Fast and Furious. You got DMX.
Yep. He did Belly.
Belly, Romeo Must Die.
Yeah.
I feel like when him and Aaliyah in that movie, man, that was crazy. But yeah, you got a couple rappers who done actually did their thing. Snoop Dogg.
Yep. Snoop Dogg. I know he had the Hood of Horror. He had the horror movie there. He was in Training Day. He played the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, he was the baby boy.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yep,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot of rappers that did their thing. Even Ice Cube too.
Yeah, Ice Cube. Even Tupac. Tupac had the movies back in the day.
Yep, Tupac. Yep, can't forget about Tupac. Definitely.
Yeah. And who's your top five rappers of all time? If you're looking at it, is Bow Wow on there? Is Nelly on there? Or is it a completely different list? Because we heard the influences.
Well, top five rappers out of all time would definitely, you know, one definitely is Tupac.
Yeah.
You got the Biggie.
Yep.
You got the Drake.
Yep.
I got Outkast.
Yep, you know, that's another influence.
Yeah, Outkast. Who else? Nelly is definitely one of them on my list. Swimmo. Who it? I don't know. I'm gonna give you those. I'm gonna count Outkast as two people.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure that you'd be able to land a song with Big Boy eventually.
Yeah, I ran into Big Boy at Lennox one time at the mall.
Yeah, how was he?
He was pretty cool, but this was before, like, you know what I'm saying, before now, of course. This was probably like 2 or 3 years ago. He had gave me an email, told me to send some music to the email. But you know how that go.
Yeah, the industry's full of liars. They don't keep their promises.
Yeah, yeah. But I was just like, all right, you know.
Yeah, you did it. You know what? You did it your own way. You didn't need him. You did it your own way. That's what's important. Yeah. So, any upcoming visuals that you have for the album that you'll be dropping soon?
Cash App featuring Mulatto is definitely on the way. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for that video to drop. We got the Feel Better video featuring 2C2X. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm supposed to be shooting another one soon. But as far as the ones that's already shot and going through edits, is Cash App and Feel Better.
Yeah. So stay tuned to that. Stay tuned. People will be seeing that on the YouTube. I'm sure those videos will be skyrocketing with the views. I want to hear the story about you and Mulatto putting the record together, because that's an interesting story. You're close with her. She even showed up to the album release parties you mentioned before.
Yeah. See, outside the music, like, that's my personal partner. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? We locked in. Like, it's barely very rare that we even discuss business. You know what I'm saying? Everything else outside of that is just fun. You know what I'm saying? We live in life. You feel me? So, the record, everybody already kept asking, like, when you and Mulatto gonna do a song? Y'all should do a song. Y'all should do a song. Which they didn't know we already had a song, you know what I'm saying? Sitting on wax. So, I did the song, and once I was in the studio, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need a girl on here. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime I think of a female rapper getting on one of my songs, I'm always like, okay, I'm gonna send this to Mulatto and see what she think about it. I sent her the record. She sent the record back within probably, like, 2 days. Killed the verse. I think she really killed me on my own song, you know, right? Killed me on my own song, but, you know, it's cool. But she did it, and it went up from there. You know what I'm saying? Anything I do, like, she supported. Like, she's a very supportive person.
And that's good to have in the industry, especially someone that you know is supportive of you, because you don't know. People come in there, they'll do the verse on the song, they'll leave. Well, is it good or not? So yeah, you're left up to the judgment. Is it good or isn't it? But that's good that she's supportive of you in your career. That's good.
Yeah, it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And you could tell that she actually took her time on the verse, because she even went back and was like, nah, I ain't say that line the right way. Let me re-say it. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I thought it was good. But
yeah,
like, you can do it better, be my guest.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's only going to go up from there. I cover sports on my shows too. And you're being from Atlanta, are you a Falcon and Hawks fan and Braves fan?
I mean, I'm a rep for my city, but
yeah.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I never been into sports.
Like, oh, wow.
Everything all my life has always been music. Like, when my friends be talking about sports, I don't know what I be talking about. I say a little something just to make it seem like, oh, yeah, but he just scored that three. Oh, he crazy. Well, I don't really be knowing. Nothing I be talking about.
Well, the Falcons almost got a ring, but, you know, because of Tom Brady, he came back, and that's what happened. I was rooting for you guys. I was rooting for the Falcons.
Yo, that's the thing, man. Like, even from hearing them watch the sports and everything, I done sat down, you know, Sundays and watched it with them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Angles been the most interesting thing to me. But I didn't sit with the boys and watch the game with them, you know what I'm saying? Drink, you know, eat.
Yeah.
And from what I hear all the time, it's just like they always seem to disappoint them. Like,
yeah, they do.
Every time they have their hopes up, it's like they let them down. But, you know, I love my city, and I'm going to forever rep my city. But it's just like, you know, I never really been into the, you know, the sports side. But guess what, though? This year, I'm performing. I'm booked for the Super Bowl. I'm booked for some Super Bowl parties down in Tampa this year, you know.
Oh, that's great, man. Congrats on that.
Yeah, it's my first year. Like, I always look at flyers and be like, dang, man, I wish I was performing at one of them parties. And now, you know, I can say I got two shows for Super Bowl. I got booked for Super Bowl, not for the actual Super Bowl.
That'll be eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real Super Bowl will be eventually. Hopefully the Falcons will be in it again.
Oh, yeah. If they do that, oh, yeah, we going up.
Yeah. But the Hawks are looking good. Trae Young is just a stud out there.
Oh, yeah. See, I do know about Trae Young. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I do know about him. So, I know he wanted to start and play the leading player. So, for sure.
Yeah, you got a superstar. I wish the Knicks got him, but, you know, that's never going to happen. But the Hawks, they're on the rise. They're on the rise.
Hopefully they put on for the city this year.
Yeah. I liked when Dennis Schroeder played there, too. He was something to watch, but he was traded, unfortunately. And, yeah, I think the teams in Atlanta are on the rise. The Braves are a great team, and we'll see. The rap side is definitely covered. I mean, Atlanta's – I think they're number one in the game right now. Being from New York, it kills me because I always want to see New York be first, New York get there. But, you know, Atlanta's running things right now.
You know, we create the sauce. We got the wave.
Yeah, and the problem is that you have all these New York rappers that sound like Atlanta rappers, and that I hate that because New York rappers, you know how New York rappers are. They're very lyrical and poetic. When I have to hear rappers like, no, I'm going to say it, A Boogie, you sounded like Atlanta. I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy because this is your sound. That's why I respect Atlanta rappers. I want my New York rappers to be lyrical, do it their own way. You guys do it your way. L.A. does it their way. That's how I want it. And, you know, that's why it's so important, and that's why Atlanta is the number one genre right now, because you're not only dominant in the music, you have everyone copycatting you guys.
Yeah, those are definite facts. Those are definite facts. But, you know, they come down here, they drink a little bit of the water.
Yeah.
They
talk
up the game.
Oh, we'll ship A Boogie down there, and you could send someone that's lyrical up here.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. BRS Cash, is there anything else that you would love to tell the audience here tonight?
Hey, all I got to say is, if you ain't heard it, go listen to Cash Only by BRS Cash out right now on all streaming websites. You know, if you ain't heard this Throat Baby remix, go stream that featuring the Baby and the City Girls. Go stream that Cash Out featuring my dog, Mulatto.
Yep.
Go Feel Better featuring my dog, Tootsie. Nothing but good music, all good vibes.
Yep. You'll hear all the hits on there from BRS Cash, Gold, Platinum, already on Billboard.
Yeah.
Man, we're just...
Oh, yeah, we went number 24 on Billboard this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're rising on Billboard.
We climbing.
You
know, I'm the number 8 emerging artist. So, you know, I'm trying to keep working, keep planting these seeds into the game and keep going up. Like, it's nothing but hard work all 2021.
Yep, keep working, even though despite these difficult times, you're still thriving. And, you know, imagine what it's going to be like when the times are finally getting lighter out here instead of darker.
Yeah, I like a challenge, so it's nothing to a giant.
Yep. Doris Cash, anything else? I know you want to tell everyone where they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter.
If you want to follow me at BRSKASH. BRSKASH, BRS Cash. It's the same thing on all social media websites. All you got to do is type that in, and I'm going to pop right up. Cash, and I'm checking out.
Yep. Give him a follow. Make sure you give him a follow. I want to thank you for coming on the show. We'd love to have you back when you drop the future project or future album. I had a great time speaking with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate you for having me on the show, man.
No doubt. Keep doing what you're doing, man. The people out here are loving it. The students up here love it, of course. And just keep rocking out, or rapping out, as they say.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep rocking out. I'm
going to keep rocking out. We'll bring Creed back, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can't wait.
You got to do it. You got to do it, man. I look forward to seeing your journey, man. I want you to take care and stay safe, all right?
All right. You too, man.
All right, man. Peace.
All right.